The 2012 general election was characterized by some anomalies, and in the ruling of the Supreme Court on the election petition, the court held, among others, that the electoral process in Ghana required some reforms. The EC, together with the Inter-Party Committee, proposed some reforms. It is in line with this that the EC laid the new CI-91 to address some irregularities in the old CI. The Committee on Subsidiary Legislation, in examining the instrument, observed that the CI makes provision for continuous registration in consultation with registered political parties. The chairman of the Committee on Subsidiary Legislation, Obi Amwa, said with the new CI, the EC has responded to the ruling of the Supreme Court on the use of the National Insurance ID card for registration.
The Electoral Commission has responded to the ruling of the Supreme Court in the case of Abu Ramadan and another in the Electoral Commission that the use of the National Health Insurance card as evidence of identification of registration as a voter is unconstitutional and void. The National Health Insurance card as a form of identification has therefore been omitted from CI 91. The committee also noted, Mr. Speaker, that the Electoral Commission has maintained the provision from CI 72 in the proposed regulations, which indicates that a person needs to have one voter's registration identification guarantee form as evidence of identification if that person is unable to produce any of the required forms of identification for registration. A registered voter shall, however, not guarantee the identity of more than 5 persons and is required to indicate the relationship the guarantor has with the applicant, as well as to solemnly swear or affirm that the applicant is qualified to register as a voter. The committee has carefully examined the Public Elections Registration of Voters Regulations 2016, CI 91, and is of the considered view that the CI does not contravene the provisions of the Constitution.
MP for Bodi, Samson Ahi, was among the lawmakers who contributed to the passage of the CI 91.
A person who applies for registration as a voter shall provide as evidence of identification either a passport, a driver's license, a national identification card, or an existing voter identification card. Mr. Speaker, if we want to go strictly by this mode of identification, we will deny majority of Ghanaians to register. Because let's ask ourselves, how many Ghanaians have passports in this country? So we are saying that if you come from a constituency and you don't have passports, you don't have driver's license, you don't have national education card, you should be denied from registering and, for that matter, exercising your right to vote. And that is why, Mr. Speaker, I support the proposal that a registered voter should be allowed to guarantee, sort of, for 5 people. If we do that, then we will have most of our people who lives in the villages to be able to register. So I think that the Electoral Commission has done very, very well. It is laudable, and in the wisdom of the Electoral Commission, this is a surely way to ensure that majority of Ghanaians who are willing to register to exercise their franchise will be guaranteed.
The CI comes into force at the expiration of 21 sitting days as provided for under Article 11, Clause 7 of the 1992 Constitution.